Canadians are among the tens of thousands who flocked to St. Peter's Square this morning to attend the funeral of Pope Francis, Government Gen. Mary Simon led Canada's delegation to the Vatican, alongside her husband Whit Fraser and Senate Speaker Raymond Guinier. Francis died Monday at age 88 and is being remembered as a pontiff dedicated to building bridges and offering compassion to marginalized groups during his 12-year papacy, U.S. President Donald Trump, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and French President Emmanuel Macron were among the heads of state in attendance. The Vatican has said the funeral was expected to attract dignitaries and leaders from around the world, including roughly 130 delegations, at least 50 heads of state and 10 reigning sovereigns. In addition to the Governor General, major Indigenous leaders and Supreme Court Chief Justice Richard Wagner were due to attend. Prime Minister Mark Carney has said he wouldn't be there, citing the federal election campaign, which wraps up Monday. All five of Canada's cardinals are expected to attend, along with various bishops, Manitoba Métis Federation President David Chartrand, Quebec's International Relations Minister Martine Byron and Chief Wilton Littlechild, who gifted the pontiff a traditional headdress when he visited Canada in 2022. The event follows days of public viewings at St. Peter's Basilica, where tens of thousands of mourners lined up for hours to pay their respects. The Vatican has said Francis died of a stroke and heart failure. Tributes have poured in from Catholics and non-Catholics alike, characterizing Francis's tenure as head of the Catholic Church as one that called for inclusion, concern for the poor and kindness. Francis faced criticism from conservatives who sometimes felt alienated by his progressive leanings. Nearly 11 million Canadians identified as Catholic in the 2021 census, second only to those without a religious affiliation. Francis is being remembered by Canadian Catholics as a progressive leader whose approach to the papacy helped usher in a new era of Indigenous relations and make the Church more responsive to its rank and file. His most lasting impact in Canada is likely to be his response to one of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission's calls to action: that he apologize for the legacy of residential schools on Canadian soil. That apology came in 2022, when the Pope said he was sorry that some members of the Catholic Church participated in the abuse, cultural destruction and forced assimilation of Indigenous peoples. About 150,000 Indigenous children were forced to attend residential schools for over a century. The Catholic Church ran about 60% of the institutions. Many Indigenous people said the apology was necessary, but some said he didn't go far enough because Francis didn't name the crimes and abuses that happened in the facilities. Simon, who is Inuk, recently said the apology was a testament to his commitment to respect, dialogue and collaboration across cultures and faiths. The Pope will be buried in a niche within the St. Mary Major Basilica, home to his favorite icon of the Virgin Mary, to whom he was particularly devoted. With files from the Associated Press, this report by the Canadian Press was first published April 26, 2025, The Canadian Press. JPG, caption: Faithful wait in a line to pay their homage to the body of Pope Francis inside St. Peter's Basilica at the Vatican, Wednesday, April 23, 2025, where he had laid in state for 3 days. The Canadian Press, AP Domenico Stinelli's 2.